And we come before him and just throw up our hands. We have a total agenda. We have everything planned out. We know it's got to work. And God said, no, scrap it. You got to be willing to scrap it. And people will think you're crazy. People thought we were crazy when we left here with nothing. House had burned. No job to go to Oklahoma. But we know God has spoken. And it wasn't the easy road I thought it was going to be. But thank God we learned to live by faith. Everything we did didn't please God. Still working on that. Say, I'm still working on that. Now that song say, he's working on me. No, you got to work on yourself to allow him to work on you. Amen. But he said, I want somebody. It's pretty soon. Now I better keep that till the Lord says so. Sometimes you can talk too quick. Amen. Amen. So what I wanted to leave with you and impress upon you, what the word says, whatever you do, say, whatever I do, I have to do to the glory of God. Say everything, every little thing. And when you learn to listen to the voice of God and obey the voice of God in everything, he'll be able to give you some more and more things. Yesterday, my husband pays the electric bill, and he also pays the phone bill. But we have taxes coming up, all right? So I said, well, I'm going to help him with the taxes. And so anyway, long story short, I decided, well, I'll pay the electric bill, and I'll pay the phone bill. And so I had my electric bill. I said, no, I got these children. I can't go to town, blah, blah, blah. I just put it in the mail. It's not due to the 12th, but I'm going to go on and pay it now. And the Holy Spirit said, don't pay it. Don't send it. Don't send it. And I had just said, because the way the window is made on the envelope with no, you know, cellophane behind it, I said, somebody get that check out if they want to just pull down on it a little bit. But he said, I thought that's what it was. And today, Sister Hamlin came by. Long story short. And she said, I got to go to town. I said, can you go by to drop this off at the electric? It may take you out of your way. She said, that's one of the places I have to go. What did he say yesterday? Don't mail it. What did he say today? He could have told me, well, I'm going to send somebody back. No, you just believe me what I say. Because I thought this morning, well, I get up and put it in the mailbox this morning. And I didn't have the freedom to do it. So I'm just saying, that use that as an example for you to listen to God and obey him in every situation. Say every situation. Say every situation. Say every situation. Now lift your hand to God and say, Father, I pray that you'll help me. Holy Spirit will teach me how to bring you glory in every single thing that I do, every thought I think, every deed, every action will be governed by the word and led by Holy Spirit. Forgive me, Lord, for my negligence, outright sinning. In Jesus' name, amen.